Hello, my name is Data. Hope you're doing well. I really like the internet and how these newspapers log in their articles and we can go investigate them decades later. This is from the Hawaiian Gazette in Friday, January 11th in 1907. So we're going a bit back in time to see what their particular article said. Was this world map made 10 centuries ago? According to latest internet, all the rumors and stuff, you see all kinds of crazy pictures. This came up, and this is supposed to be a map of our Earth continents surrounded by other continents on a massive, I don't know, sphere or some kind of flat Earth. But let's take a look at the article and see what it says. Stranger almost than the manuscript found in a copper cylinder is the copy of a map which came across seas to Honolulu from a Buddhist temple in the mountains of central Japan. It is a map of the world made 1,000 years ago. Dr. Kobayashi, the well-known Japanese physician and surgeon of Honolulu, has received a copy of the map which he believes to have been made by Chinese priests 10 centuries ago. The map is drawn on the principle of the Mercator projection, showing the North Pole as the center of the circle in which are the continents of North and South America, Europe, Africa, Asia, and Australia. The map was found by my brother in a Japanese temple in the mountains of Japan, said Dr. Kobayashi. It has been hidden from the Japanese government in modern times, just as it was in ancient times. For an olden day, such a map would have been destroyed by the authorities. According to a letter, the original map was brought from China by a Buddhist priest and concealed in this temple. 10 years ago, my brother was a consumptive. Although I was a physician, he did not wish to be treated with medicines. He decided to go into the mountains and attempt a cure by himself. For 10 years, he has remained there and used his willpower to effect a cure. Today, he is a well man. During his stay there, he found this map. He evolved from it a theory of the flatness of the Earth, despite all modern facts showing it to be a sphere. This theory has been his one aim in life. He is an artist, and in order to demonstrate his theory, he made beautiful drawings, picturesque and attractive to the eye, in which mechanical, astronomical, and engineering methods are shown. My brother goes back to the days of Columbus and Amerigo Vespucci, who, he says, sailed for a new country, believing that by sailing directly in one general direction, they would ultimately come to the place. We moderns know that a vessel sailing from a port and going continually in a general easterly manner will arrive at the same place. The vessel, of course, goes around the globe. My brother's theory is that one sails about a vast plain as one would sail around the edges of a bowl. The illustrations accompanying the map are beautiful examples of Japanese art. No more attractive book of geography has ever been compiled. It is a mass of cherry blossoms, Fujiyamas, beautiful blue sea dotted with the sails of yunks and sampans. There are landscapes and seascapes and bizarre pictures of Japanese women designed along old-time styles. Then in every sheet of such pictures, the engineering lines are brought out in a way that does not mar the picture. With the text matter explaining each page, the geography should be easily understood. Dr. Kobayashi now has all the original sheets, scores of them, and these he will return to Japan to his brother, who intends to have them put in the hands of publishers. It will be one of the most novel publications of the period. The original map, of which a copy drawn by Dr. Kobayashi's brother, and of which the accompanying cut is a tracing, is worm-eaten and barely holds together. The above map, with all the continents and even the Hawaiian Islands shown, was evidently not made by the priests who traced the original lines. Well, that is quite a story. Let me know down in the comments what you think. We can discuss this further there. But 1907, so this is going back quite a ways with this story. Well, I want you to have a great day. Be safe out there. Bye-bye.